As of today, federal workers with psychiatric illnesses will have access to health insurance benefits that are comparable to those for physical ailments. The details of this illness parity are spelled out in new guidelines to insurers that take effect today. It's the culmination of a promise that President Clinton made a year and a half ago to the 9 million employees of the federal government. NPR's David Malpas has a report.
Under the guidelines, private insurers providing health coverage to federal workers will be required to upgrade benefits. Those suffering from depression, schizophrenia, and other mental disorders must be offered benefits that are as good as those for workers with heart disease or other physical maladies. Specifically, copayments and deductibles may not be higher for mental health coverage. Also, access to specialists, to medication, and to hospitalization must be comparable to what's available for any other illness. The mandated coverage includes treatment for alcoholism and drug abuse. Mental health professionals say the new standards represent a major victory for those who suffer from mental conditions, but doesn't end the problem. Private employers are not affected. Disparities there were addressed by a federal law several years ago, but it was much narrower in scope. Last year, a federal investigation found 14% of employers managed to skirt the law's intent. The Clinton administration hopes the more stringent policy for federal workers will serve as a model for employers across the country. The chief objection to equal coverage is cost. But one major study found that when parity for mental health is in place, insurance costs go up less than 1.5% on average. Some researchers say employers would save money in the long run by providing more mental health coverage, especially for depression, which is second only to heart disease in its impact on the workplace. Studies by Harvard and Yale medical schools found that depressed workers are absent or ineffectual up to 3 days a month. David Malpas, NPR News.